Villainous Beats.
Every other Wednesday. Welcome to Every Mini Wednesday, a sporadically planned short segment from one of your favorite co-hosts. I'm Devin Everettam. This week's episode, Devin yells about probability to his microphone, hoping someone out there is interested. Program note. The following is a non-traditional mini-episode. Dylan and I will create these separate shows in the future when we can't come together and make regular tandem episodes. I hope you enjoy it. Now for the episode. The 2019 NFL Draft started on Thursday, and it's still going on as this is being recorded. For the uninitiated, for over 3 days, 254 eligible free agents, mostly students from NCAA-sponsored colleges and universities, will be picked to join one of the 32 teams in the NFL. There's usually a big hullabaloo over the first couple picks, and then a joke is made about the last pick in the draft. Side note, the last pick of the draft is called, and has been called since 1976, appropriately enough, Mr. Irrelevant. A former player created a celebration in 1976, which also continues to this day, called Irrelevant Week, where the victim, he's still going to be rich by the way, goes on an expenses-paid vacation to Newport Beach, Florida, gets passes to Disneyland, and gets the Lowman Trophy. This parodies the Heisman Trophy, the highest honor in college football in both name and actual depiction. The figure is fumbling the football. This segment, oddly enough, won't be me waxing poetic about how college football players get short shrift, get exploited by the NCAA, which they do. I've had that conversation many times with many people as I've graduated from OSU, one of those special universities that's relevant in the draft, and it feels rote at this point. If the NCAA were in it for the betterment of their athletes instead of for their own promotion, they provide a monetary reparations payment system in addition to a full scholarship. After all, these athletes sell tickets, memorabilia, commercials, and let's be honest, attract students with that delicious student debt. OSU football, by the way, makes $50 million in profit per year. No, actually, the NFL draft has me thinking about odds. I originally tried to do the math on this myself, but I found that NCAA.com had done that for me, compiled from the survey data from the National Federation of State High School Associations. Over 1 million athletes were open to recruitment for the 2017-2018 season. Of these athletes, about 7% were recruited to play in the NCAA, but, and this is a big but, only 2.8% of the original pool were selected by Division I colleges. These are colleges that traditionally boost the likelihood that an athlete will get picked up by the NFL. Additionally, of draft-eligible players, only 1.6% was selected to play in the NFL. Big picture, only 0.025% of high school players become professional in some capacity. This fascinates me, not just from a fan perspective, not just from the numbers, but as human interest and as a person. Becoming an NFL player with one phone call, one moment, that could change your life. It's not just like the lottery, it is the lottery. But wait guys, it's actually better than the lottery. The lottery itself is a very unsophisticated way for the rich to cheat the poor out of money. I found this article from The Atlantic by Derek Thompson called Lotteries, America's $70 billion shame. People spent more money playing the lottery in 2014 than on books, video games, and tickets for movies and sporting events combined. Citing statistics from the North American Association of State and Provincial Lotteries, Duke University, and NC Policy Watch, Thompson explains how the $70.5 billion that was spent by Americans on the lottery in 2014 amounts to about $230 per person in those states where the lottery is legal. Think about how rare it is to earn $230 in the lottery. Take Dan Miranda's experience, for example. Dan Miranda did a little experiment for Bankrate.com. He bought 32 $1 scratchers in Florida. His results? He won $17. He had 7 of 25 wins, that's about 28%, with an average prize of less than $3, about $2.42. At that rate, to earn $230, he'd have to spend more than $430. Obviously, not all scratchers are the same, but Dan's loss of almost half of his money illustrates why betting the lottery is such a terrible idea. States obviously have a roughly $28 billion incentive to keep lotteries open, because they use 40% of those ticket profits to fund state education. but at the same time, the poorest third of Americans buy the most lotto tickets. Why? Well, the Mega Millions may reach $1 billion someday. It doesn't matter that this is a fraction of what consumers actually pay for in tickets. They could win that money, goddammit. I even remember being asked to join a work pool for a ticket when the lottery reached $1 billion in October. I declined, but everyone was so excited. I heard everybody's fun plans to spend $1 billion. And then somebody won, and the couple hundreds of dollars that my coworkers had pulled up every week vanished into thin air. Poof. Gone. A CNBC article from that time said that the odds of getting the winning ticket at the billion-dollar mark was 1 in 302,575,350. So please, please, if you have an inkling to spend $2 every so often, just put it in a damn savings account or donate to charity. Sometimes the only way to win is not to play, and if something seems too good to be true, it probably is. That's not to say don't follow your dreams, but be realistic about your outcomes, like us. Me and Dylan know this podcast only has a slight chance of making us super famous cool guys. And what are those odds? Like 99%? We find ourselves at the end of this mini episode of the podcast. As always, you can find Dylan at dylanbickers.com or at dylanbickers on twitter.com. And you can find me at devinava.com or at devinava on twitter.com. And double as always, Villainous Beats made our wonderful beats for today. So if you could search VLNS Beats on SoundCloud, give them a listen. I'll leave you with a signature choice tweet from at devinava. Shameless self-promotion. At devinava, it was a crazy creative choice for Sonic the Hedgehog to be in Avengers Endgame, but I'm glad they're taking risks. See you, everybody.
VLNS.
Every other Wednesday.